Thank you for listening to this podcast today. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor. Back in the 1980s, a gentleman did some research on what makes family work. He discussed and met with several different families that he deemed to be functional, working families, and tried to look for the common themes of what these families did that made them work. We can then take the principles that he's learned and apply them to our own families, which would increase overall family functioning and help us to better live for Christ. Interestingly, most of these themes were found to have a biblical basis, even though it wasn't a religious study of any kind. One of the things he found out was that families tend to like to spend time together. Over the last 20 years, and emphasizingly over the last 5 years, I have met with several families, and one of the things that I will ask them is, tell me about one of your favorite childhood memories. It doesn't have to be the most favorite, but what is one thing that you look back and say, I am so thankful, so glad that that happened in my childhood, or even in my adulthood as my kids were growing up? And a lot of times family vacations come up, births will come up, holiday gatherings come up. People mention several different things that they look back and say, this is a great memory that I have of my childhood. Interestingly, they all have one thing in common, and that is that they were times when the family was together. No one has ever said anything close to the idea of, well, on Friday nights, my family left the house, and I was at home by myself, and that's one of my favorite childhood times. Now, if you're like me, you need your alone time once in a while. But my point is, that's not our favorite time. And it doesn't take long to realize that there's definitely a biblical imperative that families need to spend time together. In Mark 6, Jesus was meeting with his disciples, his family at the time, and in the midst of a lot of things going on, in about verses 31 and 32, he called his disciples away and said, let's go, and it says they departed by themselves so that they could be together, but that as a group they could also be alone. It's often noted that in Deuteronomy 6, the Bible tells us to discuss God and other religious ideas with our family just 4 times a day. When you lie down, when you rise up, when you sit, when you walk by the way. Just 4 times a day, but all of those 4 times encompass our lives, that we need to spend time together. Now, we live in a world where there's a lot of things pulling for our time. Perhaps you're part of a home where both parents have a job. The kids have all of these extracurricular activities, family vacations, activities, social clubs, civic organizations that we're all a part of. And all of these things have the potential to pull us away from our family. In fact, we live in a world where it's just plain hard to say no. We're invited to be a part of something. People want an explanation. We say, no, I can't do that. Well, why can't you do that? And we don't want to be thought that we might be failures. And it seems that what is urgent in our lives trumps what is genuinely important. We know it's good to spend time with our families, but oftentimes other things that seem more urgent take precedence over the time we have with our families. What we need is a degree of intentionality. It does not happen by accident. We're not going to wake up one day and say, boy, we have spent enough time with our families, even though we didn't plan on it, even though we didn't intend to do that. It simply doesn't happen in that way. Back in the 70s and even into the 80s, there was a popular saying that said it's not the quantity of time, but rather it's the quality of time that we spend together. That idea simply does not hold merit. You can't have quality time unless you're willing to invest large amounts of quantity time. It's not as if you're going to go home today and look at your spouse or one of your children and say, hey, I've got 15 minutes, let's make it some quality time. It doesn't happen that way. No, we invest the quantity. And over the years, we will indeed get the quality. But the quality demands the quantity. It's interesting that Hollywood finally got one right. One of the major television networks is advertising now, spend time around the family table. And it's true that families that eat together tend to have a decreased emphasis of drug use with the kids, of problems, of dysfunction, because they are spending time together. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor.